Personally, I was just delighted to see it. Like, and as a Donegal fan too, just happy to see. Like, Murphy is one of, he is the best player to ever play for Donegal, in my opinion. And to see him come back, is obviously a positive for all us Donegal fans, and it's bodes well for 2025.
Yeah, it certainly does. Listen, Michael's in his mid-30s. He's 35 years of age, so he is. But as we've seen in the club championship, and if he gets himself to a certain level of fitness, he has something serious to offer with Donegal.
He does 100%. I think Paul Conroy from Galway, who got named Player of the Year for 2024, is a testament to that. That he's 35, 36, and he's able to produce from midfield, I may add. Like, I think Murphy's going to be probably sitting in that top three. And Murphy, Michael's the type of boy that looks after himself. He's always knocking about a gym, and he's never going to be too far away. And he'll put in the work. He'll put in the work now over the next few weeks, the next few months, and he'll get up to the level, and he'll be able to. I would be no way worried about his physical shape. It's just that if he can stave off the injuries, because Michael had picked up one or two, so keeps the injuries away, I wouldn't be worried about his physical shape at all.
Yeah. Listen, there has been lots of rumours and speculation about it over the last number of weeks. Half the county's been talking about this, but now they're not so much official, but it seems to be that he is coming back to the Donegal fold next year. That seems certain. But what struck me when I was thinking about it, Eamon, just finally, is the new rules, if they are brought in, and this 3v3 scenario is one of the enhancements which is going to be brought in for the league next year. That will suit Michael Murphy 100% down to the ground.
It will suit him 100%. You know, if you look at any of the great goals Murphy has scored, you know, he got one in the county final against the Michaels, where he's left one-on-one. He got one against Mayo in 2012 in the All-Ireland final, where he was left one-on-one, and this will suit him. You know, to have that opportunity to go one-on-one against the man, he will thrive in that environment. And I think what you'll also help Oisin Gallen. Like, someone needs to mark Murphy, and then that'll free up Gallen, or vice versa, you know, vice versa. You have Paddy McBrady knocking about there. So it opens up the options so much. And I think from the outside looking in, I think maybe, you know, Jim McGuinness, we took a look around, what can I bring to the Donegal squad, or what can I add to the Donegal squad for 2025? Because we've seen Armagh and Galway in the All-Ireland final. Donegal are not 100 miles away from that. So I think Murphy's the obvious one. They obviously knocked on the door, and he answered the call.